This morning we're not going to have a music of preparation. Towards the end of the service we'll do a little benedictional thing, and it'll be the benediction will be Compassion International. But this morning our gospel lesson comes from Mark's gospel, the 11th chapter, and this is the palms part, and then from chapter 14, 1 through 9 is the passion. 11, 1 through 11. And when they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage of Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said unto them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. So they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, why, what are you doing, and why are you untying the colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat upon it. And many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches as they had cut them in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King coming, the kingdom coming of the ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Then he entered Jerusalem and he went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And then over in the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 9, it says, and it was 2 days before the Passover, and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people. And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. And she broke open the jar and she poured the ointment upon his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, oh, why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor. And they scolded her, but Jesus said unto her, let her alone, to all of them. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you will always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them wherever and whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told, and it will be a remembrance of her. The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for this time that is at hand. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for those who are with you that day and those the week to come. We thank you for those who journeyed with you. We know, Lord, that they were afraid. They didn't quite understand. They were wondering what was going on. They had been told, and they were there with you, and many of them saw it, but they didn't know what was happening. And in the end, Lord, many were afraid and ran and hid because they did not know what was going on. But Lord, we just thank you that you have allowed us to be a part of something so great, that you remind us, Lord, each and every day of all that you have in store for us. We thank you, Lord, that you give us the ability to come and to share and to be a part of, to learn, to glean from that, your word this day. Lord, allow it to be a blessing in our hearts and minds, not only this day, but all the days to come. I ask, Lord, this day that you allow my words to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.